neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Subject of Melech, the king, says Som Tasim. So here Gemara learns that, let's say, the king says, I want my son take my place, the prince, the valiyah. So the question is, if the son can replace his father.
If he takes the step of his father, yes.
So the Gemara teaches us, no, it's not permitted to do so. Why? Because here we learn, it says, Som tasim alecha melech, and he has to be elected. So it's not, doesn't go automatically that the son will take his father's place. The other lesson that we learn, when it says, Som tasim alecha melech, you have a strict command that the king should be appointed on you. So Gemara learns, let's say father tells his son, when I come in, don't get up for me. I don't want you to have any respect for me. You can sit in my place, no problem. So that means he let go with his respect, even though that the kids, they have an obligation to respect their father when he comes in, to get up, don't sit at his special chair. They're not permitted to call him by his common name. It's asur to do that. That's a really disrespect. But if the father mochel, he will let go with his respect, they can. But the king, he cannot let go with his respect. The king cannot say, you don't need to get up for me, you don't need to respect me, you can call me by my first name. So that's what the Tzvatam Shein is coming and teaching us. Som tasim alecha melech. That means even though that the melech might be very anab, humble, say, no, I don't want you to respect me, he's not permitted to do so. So that's another lesson that we learn from here. So I mean, there's the restriction about the melech. It says that when he sits on his throne, on kise mamlachto. So they learn from here, kise, how do you write it? Kaf, samech, and
aleph.
So they learn a code, and that is, kaf is for kesef, samech is for sus, aleph is for isha. That Tatan Usha making a restriction. It's not permitted for a king to overdo. Kesef means money. Samech means horses. And Aleph means Isha. That is not permitted. Kesef, Sus, and Isha. That's Kiseh. That he cannot overdo. Why? That Tatan Usha does not permit for the king to have too much money. What's wrong to have too much money?
Gavah.
Money?
Yeah.
Who do you know that has money and has gava? Chassu shalom. Money makes you humble, no? So why money makes you gavan? Why?
Some people forget this to do this work.
Yeah, that's true. When you have money, what happens?
You have power.
You can buy power. Yeah. You think, you know, you can do, as you know, you cannot have too much money. Why? As you said, you might have gaba. You might think that
the power.
You know, like we see, even though that he can raise up the taxes, whatever he wants, huh?
That's why he had two Torah.
Yes. Now we're going to say, yeah. So now here, he could raise up the taxes and say, 50% taxes. Nobody can say nothing. Horse, They can have thousands of whores and other things. So now here, the Tosha says he has to have two Sefer Torah that he has to write. One in his vault, he has to keep it there. And then the other one he takes with him everywhere. But why? Why need two? One is enough. Why?
The one with him all the time, they read for him to make sure that he does the way of the Torah.
Fine, yeah. One is enough. One is enough. Why need two? Why two?
Two, so he cannot just suddenly change the rule on that and say, okay, there is another one at home that must be matched.
So he has to have original, because why? Because the one that he has, maybe it makes a white out. Now, you change it. And then you say, no, this is the law. This is the law. So now he has to have an original in his vault. The Chas V'Shalom, he would not even come to think that he can make any changes. Because to be a melech, that's what might give you the impression, the feeling that you can change things around. And that means the melech has to be a role model. The king, when you look up to him, say, wow, look at him. That how enough it is, how humble it is, how he is. He's what?
Humble.
Yes. But to have such a koach, such a authority, is very, very difficult to stay in a humble site. And that's why the Midrash explains that Ribono Shel Olam gave the Torah on Har Sinai. Why?
He was humble.
Very nice. So now, if Ribono Shel Olam gave the Torah in the valley, in the deep, would that be better? Huh? In the deep. That's the Omek.
Just
straight
to the Torah.
No, you're telling me Hashem gave the Torah on Sinai. Why? Because he did not jump around and say, give me. He was humble, right? So then, it's very obvious, if Hashem would give the Torah like in a valley, in a depth, so we would know, oh, see? Torah means to be humble, no? Yes. Right?
Yes.
So now, what we learn from here, to be a valley.
Too humble, actually, is not good.
No, it is good. It is very good. But the delicate point here is that what is the valley has to brag about? Huh?
Nothing
is a valley in the depth, right? So now, if Hashem would give the Torah in the valley, so we say, okay, you know, that's what it is. But the point here is, Bishonam is teaching us, you have to be valley when you are a mountain. You have something to brag about. But if you don't have nothing to brag about, so what is it to brag about? So here, when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, because it's a mountain, but it's a humble mountain. But there's no such a thing as valley that is humble. So here, back to the Melech, that's how it is. Melech, he can do anything he wants. He can command to uproot the mountain and make a golf course. But here, the Torah says, watch out. Lo yarve kesev susim. And other things. Other things. Why? Why? Because to teach us that, of course, you have the right. So here we learn, it's not that you don't have. It's not that you don't have the power to do things. The point here is, when you can, when you're able to, and you don't do it, so then you have the status of the melech. And if you cannot do it, what is it to talk about? And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. That we have to act like a melech. Even though we can take advantage of things, but you have to be careful that chas v'shalom, that the circumstances would not trap us to take advantage of the circumstances that is available. And Jimmy said, you know, soon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.